there with holding back the years. Now, the wedding season is in full swing, but more couples are choosing non-traditional ways of celebrating their big day. Indeed, more people, it seems, are turning to non-religious forms of service, not just to get married, but also to mark the birth of children and for funerals. Humanist ceremonies have grown by 10% in the past year. Now, the government's consulting on whether to make humanist weddings legal. Sharon Edwards went to meet one Lincolnshire humanist practicing as a celebrant.
When I mention the word wedding, you might imagine a church service. But what if you want less of this and more of this when it comes to your big day?
Name's Kate Harrison. I'm a humanist celebrant.
What is a humanist celebrant?
I trained by the British Humanist Association to lead and conduct humanist ceremonies. So I meet with folk who would like to have a humanist wedding or a naming ceremony for their child or a funeral. Celebrations of life, in other words.
So non-religious?
Non-religious, yeah.
Form. I mean, what would the experience be like if you were getting your baby named in a ceremony or indeed getting married?
The ceremony itself is, I usually begin with some kind of welcome and introduction and explain something about the importance of the celebration that we're eventing, that we're celebrating, whether it's birth, death or marriage. You know, there are opportunities to welcome or thank people who may have contributed hugely or come a long way, or to remember people the families are thinking about who perhaps are no longer with us. So that's the first part of most ceremonies, and then the main part of any ceremony is absolutely about the people concerned. So if it's a couple getting married, it will be all about, you know, how they came together, a little bit about their meeting and so on, as well of course as the traditional elements such as making their vows and promises to each other and exchanging rings. And of course with the vows and promises they are free to express themselves however they want to.
And you've done wedding ceremonies, you were telling me, in woods and fields and beaches and...
Yes, I've done them in local parks. I live in Louth, so I've conducted ceremonies in Hubbard's Hills, on the coast here, on beaches, in the middle of Sherwood Forest.
But the humanist wedding ceremony, for example, at the moment is not legal, is it?
No, at the moment it's not legal, although in 2013 the Marriages Act was passed, which paved the way for the legalisation of humanist ceremonies. And at the moment, the government is in consultation with individuals who want to make their case about why humanist ceremonies should be legalised.
Is this growing in popularity?
Apparently there's been a 10% increase in all of the ceremonies between 2012 and 2013.
What do humanists believe?
As a humanist, I don't believe that there's any God who is responsible or conducting affairs for us humans. I think that, you know, we are a natural phenomenon on Earth, as nature and the creatures are, and that it's our duty in life to do the very best that we can for ourselves, for other people, and for other life on the planet. And it's our duty to try and live in harmony and cooperate with other people and to be as happy as we can be.
And to find out more about humanist ceremonies or to find a celebrant near you, you can go to the British Humanist Association website at humanism.org.